Today's Magnificat was composed by Thomas Walmsley, an organist and composer who was born in London in 1814 and died shortly before his 42nd birthday in 1856. He was well trained in organ by his father and was hired as organist simultaneously for both Trinity College and St. John's College, Cambridge. By age 33, he was named Professor of Music at Cambridge, which offered only one such title at any given time. His father, who outlived him by a decade, collected, edited, and published Thomas's cathedral music. This wonderful Magnificat in D minor is still in the repertoire of most cathedral choirs, and we have enjoyed singing it for Abendmusik. In today's email, you will find the Magnificat text in the Coverdale translation of 1622. You will also find my annotations, which basically point out the obvious: men's voices, upper voices, unison, harmony. Although these observations are obvious, I didn't realize just how the composer was treating the text until I started paying attention to the obvious. Walmsley has identified lines in Mary's song that speak of raw strength, and other lines referring to people who are truly vulnerable. I am fascinated by the abrupt contrasts between bombastic displays of powerful masculinity and the quiet moments which portray those treated less favorably by society and fate. These contrasts have always been embedded in Mary's song, which expresses the hope that all of society can somehow be totally reformed in order to make things fair for everybody. During this election year south of our border, I think of this song as Mary's platform as she prepares to be the mother of this special child, as she prepares herself to teach him to think about society's inequities in the same way she does. The stories preserved in the gospel accounts of Jesus' life show that Mary did indeed teach her son superbly. This is a robust setting of Mary's song of praise, and for that reason, I have selected the most robust performance I could find, a live recording from the St. Thomas Church on Fifth Avenue in New York City. This was recorded by somebody, unknown to me, from a live webcast that includes faint rumbles of the city's omnipresent traffic, just like Vancouver. John Scott was directing the St. Thomas Church Choir at that time. A number of days ago, we heard other recordings made during his years of leadership at St. Paul's Cathedral, London.